Hello, welcome back to the House of Madness. Guess I've been away, sir, but for a lengthy period of time this time around. So, like the small bits that have escalated. First one, bloody hell, there's more flies in the area. Like, I don't know where the fuck they just freaking, you know, spawned from, but geez. All the like sticky tapes of like fly traps are just fucking filled with flies everywhere, and it's just driving me mad. And I would just arson is not an option, sadly. Might damage the freaking house. On another note of recap of other events, there's been like a development in the situation of, I don't know who the fuck it is, but they're trying to kind of like walk around the house and maybe like try and rob shit. So me and my sister, like as we live in this like countryside house and shit right now, we got so paranoid to the point of like staying up late until like 3-4 in the morning just to see like who the fuck it is. And we a couple of times kind of heard somebody like walking around or like going up the stairs, going down the stairs, like freaking crawling around and shit. And we were like so fucking mad about it, like, because we wouldn't get enough sleep because we were worried that somebody might break in. And because of that, like, it was like, I don't know, for multiple weeks on end. So eventually we kind of like, with all of that, we got in the heads of mother and like got her to freaking act on it finally. So basically what she and her boyfriend did was install a better like outside light that reacts to movement, because the previous one was shitty and it was like malfunctioning. So sometimes it would turn on and sometimes it would just like, you know, wouldn't mind whoever's there. And now this light just like is, well, first off, it reacts to all the movements, and second off, it's freaking blinding. That's what it is. Also, they installed kind of like a fake camera nearby the entrance, and it also lights up if you pass by it. So it kind of like shows that there's kind of like CCTV in operation when this bitch does not record shit. It's just there for the show, sadly. I mean, the one which would record something would be more like good in general, but yeah, you can't really take my mother into, yeah, stuff. They also changed the locks on the doors, and there's the main door, it has like a lock that was wobbly, and now it's like stable and it's not freaking, you know, easy to bring the door in. The other door was not the kind of door that would be broken in. It opens outward, but it had no lock. So the door was like unlocked at all times. And I said, like, we need like an extra key, like at least to lock this door so we're not fucking paranoid and shit. So they installed a proper like lock on it, and now we can close the fucking door number two. Progress. So with all of that, we're just like finally more chill as we go to bed, and we don't need to stay up late and shit, so we're not like that crazy if something goes wrong. And we're more kind of like, you know, in case if somebody breaks in one door, we have another door, you know, to guard us, and like maybe some extra time to call the police in case of anything. We also had our time to go to the police station and ask about, like, what should we do? So the police station, well, first off, they did not let us in, maybe because COVID. And we kind of, like, spoke through the door. And the maximum they told us is to basically, yeah, just to call. And with all of that, they're like, yeah, just call us and we'll just, you know, like, come over and... But I'm like, but like, what about all these like dudes that just like walk around and they're creepy and shit and nobody knows them? And like the neighbors, like we had a conversation with neighbors and they told us that they that these kind of like dudes, they stole a trimmer she had like for the like cutting the grass. One other neighbor was her countryside house was cleaned out. Even, like, the fucking kettle in the, like, electric kettle in her kitchen. Like, everything was stolen. Like, and that place was robbed 5 times. Another house was robbed 3 times. Ain't nobody doing shit. Apparently, because lack of evidence. And I'm like, What do you mean lack of evidence if like the whole house was just like fucking robbed top to bottom? Like, what the fuck? And police ain't doing shit about that. And I'm like, fun fucking tastic, what can I do? And then like with all of that, it's kind of, I asked my like friend that works for police, and I told him about the situation. He's like, yeah, the only thing you can really do with like our local police is just fucking call them whenever you hear something, you know, going off. And I was like, oh, fantastic. So did some consultation, so to speak, with my dad also. And he's like, just like stay in a house, call the police, don't do shit. Because my sister is like, we're going to smash him with frying pans or like bricks or something. And I'm like, let's not go there. Because first of all, yeah, we do have like knives, but they're in the kitchen. And like my stationery is not that much to actually go off. Not to mention that I'm on the second floor, you're on the first. And if anything goes down, like you just have to, you know, get your ass upstairs fast. And then we can sort it out as it goes. You know, call police and all that. And I'm like, yeah, just like record if there's like, you know, somebody else breaking in. So that we have the evidence, apparently. Funsies. And yeah, a lot of fun. On another note, my mother got herself a vacation for a month from her work. So, of course, the first thing she did was drink. And she went on drinking for days, and she's still at it. Like, I think she had a break of about, like, maybe 3 to 4 days in between the 2 weeks she had of drinking. And then, like, last week, Thursday, she had a call from her boss saying that she should just, like, write, like, you know, that she quits her job of her own volition. Because they're cutting down the staff. And like my mom is like not on the cut because like she's such a like priority worker and shit. And like they can't really do much about it. But the thing is that they need mobile workers, which is aka the term for like you gotta have a car to go around deliver, you know, the stuff with her work because she works for the post office. And although my mother has the driving license, she's fucking afraid of cars. That's what she's like. She has not been in the driver's seat for like years, and she does not want to get back into driving. She's like paranoid, and she's alcoholics, you know, on top of that. So it's not really like manageable. So my mom is like, yeah, I'll just like write a notice of just like, you know, leaving of my own volition. I was like, dumb, very dumb, because like if they cut you like through the office and HR as like, you know, a worker, they have to make, you know, 2 months pay sent to you. And then like they help you to get on with the job center and everything else. You get like, you know, some help. But if you get cut off of own volition, they cut your pay like almost in half. And then this half is added to your boss. Like, and you ain't getting no help. Like, dumb much, eh? And I'm like, how about you write, you know, like a letter or like call up like, you know, your bosses in like, you know, capital city and try and sort it out somehow, because like otherwise you're gonna be just shitted on. And instead of trying to solve the issue, she just went on drinking for 4 days straight. And I'm like, can you just try to be more reasonable of trying not to drink and actually trying to solve your fucking problems? But no, the way she goes about it is kind of like whining about her shit to everyone and not trying to solve it. Like, she doesn't want solution. She doesn't want, like, what she truly wants is somebody else to solve her shit while she's just sitting there and whining. And I got angry. So, she was so, like, annoying with all of that. To the point of, like, I was truly really short on my, kind of, like, patience. To the point of willing to punch her in the face. Because she, like, last week when she arrived here with her whining and, like, you know, setting up the new locks and everything else, like, the one thing I really wanted to do is basically punch her in the face, because she tried to fight it out with my little sister, and she started to go on with, like, punching her with legs, and then mother fell, because, well, drinking, and she hit herself, and she got scratched. She basically scratched her own legs instead of, like, you know, landing a punch. And my sister was like, yeah, well, I'm not gonna let her, like, fucking punch me and shit. And I was like, what is this Muay Thai freaking practice in the house? You fucking dumb. So when she was trying to be dumb again in the middle of the night at 2 o'clock in the morning, was trying to get out of the house because toilet issues, she forgot that the locks have been properly redone and that she has now like to open everything until the end, not halfway through. And she was opening the door halfway through and then trying to knock it in. And I had to just like go downstairs, tell her in the face that she's a dumb cunt, and like open the door for her and tell her, don't freaking, you know, just ruin the door, dumb bitch. And she was there like still kind of like hazy drunk, looking at me like, what the fuck happened? I'm like, yeah, you heard me right. Piss off, I need to sleep now, because it was 2 in the morning. And like, I was staying upstairs with my sister and I was like, yeah, just mother being dumb. Because like my sister woke up and I woke up because we thought that somebody's trying to break in. But because like I went to bed at like 1:30 and I heard that mom was trying to wake up and shit. I was, oh. And so all of that just kind of rolled into me like having so much anger piled up to the point that I started to even have dreams where I beat my fucking mother the hell up to a pulp, and then I shout at her like, why are you crying? Why are you making a mess? Why are you making a fuss? Like, you'd never ever, when I was a kid, let me freaking cry out loud when you would beat me up. The fuck is that about, huh? Suck it up, buttercup, freaking take it in. And after all of that, I would wake up thinking like, holy shit. Anger management issues, but like, thank God it's like not out there. Like, it's just like the patience levels I have is freaking epic. That's what I know. Like, I'd still be like freaking inch away from just like landing a punch in someone's face, and I'd still just hold it in and be like, inner peace, panda, we're not going there. There's law, there's things you get, you know, sued for, and there's like, you know, other things you don't need in your life, so let's not do that. And that just kind of like balances it out, although I would just like freaking knock her ass off from the stairs with the yelling of Sparta, so anyhow, so all of that going on. Then yeah, my mother being drunk, she was trying to get on my case and on my sister's case, and at the same time I was explaining to my mother like, hey, sister is about to go back to school from like September 1. Like, she needs clothes, she needs like stuff, like how the fuck are you gonna manage all of that? And even though my mother says like, oh yeah, I get it, I'll sort it out, like, yeah, don't need to tell me, she doesn't sort anything out. And whenever I tell her, okay, love, you dumped the youngest child on me, you know full well that I'm not making any fucking profits, I'm not making any, you know, pay, and I literally have father helping me financially, and you're not even like trying. And like, with what father sends me from abroad for me to kind of like, you know, have some money to live on, I now have to divide it in two so that I can pay for myself and for the sister for like the food and like other necessities for the house. And I'm like, woman, you get benefits for like, you know, child support, and then you have like, you know, freaking payments from my sister's father for her, like, you know, monthly. You get like 200 to 300, you know, euros for a kid, and you have never even given a half of that money to the kid, whilst you're trying to explain all of that by, oh, this money goes to pay rent for like a flat. And I'm like, yo, the kid is not in a flat for the last two, at most three freaking months. The fuck are you on about? Not to mention that the kid needs, like, you know, food, and she's about to start school. She needs, like, you know, stuff for the school. Like, what the fuck are you on about? The only thing we have seen with me and my sister is that you're drinking day after fucking day without trying to make solutions or trying to kind of, like, be a better mother. The only thing you're doing is being a fucking narcissistic bitch who thinks only about herself, causes drama, makes a lot of fucking mess every damn time she goes out, and then she dumps all this shit like on everybody else to solve by herself. Like, and how, like, I fucking hate how she just, like, portrays herself as a victim of, like, the situation when she creates that situation. And I'm like, can you just not? And all of that bullshit with her trying to be like, oh, yeah, but, like, you know, that's how I am. And with all of that, yeah, I got, like, few kind of, like, close friends telling me, like, maybe you should take the custody of a child and be the guardian and just, like, you know, live with your sister. From one side, that would be, like, a cool solution to kind of, like, distance ourselves from the toxic family members and everything else and try to solve it out. But at the same time, it means that I honestly have to find a local job or something to support my sister, have to find a place of living because, like, the countryside house is, although we're kind of, like, legally on the paper, we're, like, we live here and we own the rights to the house also, like, besides mother. But if we go there, we're going to be kicked out of here because mother is a crazy bitch. Not to mention that if we go to court with this case and I request the guardianship, she's going to go ballistics because she knows that she'll going to not receive the child support money and from the government and from her sister's father. And all of that is going to go to me. And right now my mother, to top it off, is like on the brink of being, well, she's about to be without a job, unemployed. And instead of trying to solve her issues, she's just like telling me for me to solve those issues. And she's quite happy that I'm looking after the sister. And I'm like, my mental capacity and amount of energy that this whole shit show like takes, I cannot deal with it because, like, I know for sure if it goes there, I will either incarcerate that woman or, like, find a way to take her to a mental hospital and be like, okay, she's crazy. Take care of that. Not to mention that I kind of thought about it and I was like, okay, but if we take it from a more kind of, like, understandable perspective, maybe I can, like, you know, negotiate with mother for her to go and treat herself from this fucking addiction. Whilst I take care of my sister and we kind of like manage to go on with stuff. But the thing is that knowing mother, she just like whenever I would tell her like maybe you should cut down on that and like treat herself, she finds a fuck ton of excuses as well as like I was drinking, I am drinking and I shall drink is her answer to all of that, saying that she will never quit alcohol. And I'm like, well, although I want to help, you don't want help. So there's nothing I can do. Solve your shit by yourself, yo. With all of that, like, I just feel like I'm just too exhausted to deal with them. Like, I just don't want to. With even, like, them being the family and, like, you know, all that shenanigan of, like, but you should help your family. Bullshit. When I was in my deepest depths of pit of hell, I have not seen my mother help me. What I have seen is the total opposite of her getting on my case and just like shit dumping on me her problems and just basically blaming me for all the fucking sins of the earth. So no, I don't feel like, I do not really feel like helping her. Let's put it that way. Like, I don't feel sad for her. She can just, you know, go and off on a life herself for all I fucking care. Like, I'll just deal with the consequences as long as there's no more problems. So that's, stop it off, there's also the grandmother that's, like, they're trying to help, but at the same time, just, like, causing drama, knowing that she shouldn't tell mother about her, like, drinking problems when she's drinking and being, like, boozed and trying to have a conversation. And the grandmother, every fucking time, whenever she sees my mom drunk, she's like, oh, but it's all you're drinking, and that just starts a whole lot of shit show. Where then I have to be the one to calm the two of them the fuck down. Because, like, mother, like, when she's instigated, she starts to go in this, like, anger episode when she's, like, just one, like, step away from starting to punch people. And I'm like, I need to just calm all of that down. And then calm my grandmother down, because then apparently she's going into this all emotional state of like, but I tell the truth. Yeah, you're just, parenting issues. Jesus. On top of that, they do not still comprehend the wording of mental health. They have no fucking clarity of that. They don't want to know it. And even when I was asked more about it, and when I was trying to explain about the mental health in general and this and that, and like, you know, the spectrums of, you know, disabilities and like stuff, I was kind of like faced with this moment when they're like, oh yeah, it's just bullshit. And I'm like, sure. Don't fucking ask me about it again. Like, not gonna deal with that. And it just like rolls back to my grandmother or mother just going back again with like, oh, but like, how can a person like not do your job? Like, you have to like physically off yourself, like to ruin your health, to work so much, to gain money. Why are you not doing that? And I'm like, because of my mental health. And that does not click with them. And so occasionally, like once in like, you know, a week or two, me and my grandmother, we have this kind of like fight every so often where she just like tries to get me to like go into like heavy kind of like labor jobs. And I explain to her that I cannot do so for the reason of my mental health and my physical health, because I need operation on both my fucking knees to get them sorted, because like they're like, I've got no fucking clue what's up with them. Nobody does, but I just need to sort it out for me to actually like be able to actually like work better. And they just don't get it. They're like, oh, but why don't you go to the hospital and just sort it out? Easy for you to say. Like, honey, I'm over the age of 18. Like, there's no freaking, you know, coverage of like, you know, payments for it, and it costs a bunch to do the operation. Do you have the money for that? No. Do I? Not really. So that's why it's just like postponed, you know, until a later date when I can sort it out. Stop. And instead of like trying to kind of like stop being a nag, they just add on to being a nag every so often, more and more. And I'm like, can you not? And so I started to just like reply to them whenever they would go into their like frenzy once again of like, but you have to work your butt off to live. And I'm like, I get it. And in case you're wondering, I still can go back to freaking UK if I need to, like to live with my father and that kind of like that side of crazy toxic family and kind of like sort my shit out there. Sure. Like, I've got options. Like, I've got friends that just like throw me ideas and other options of what I can do. But like, the thing that I really want to do does not really align with all of that. And I'm trying to find a way to get there. Ah, madness. And so, because of all that freaking house drama and everything else that, like, occasionally I have to face and take care of and or explain sorted out, it just drives me to just pack a bag with, like, a phone, like, freaking Oracle deck, freaking notebook, some money and fuck off to like for a long walk, to chill in the nature and have like no human beings around me for the next 2 to 3 to 4 hours who would do my head in. And I'm like, fantastic, peaceful, great, love it. And then I come back because there's, you know, taking care of sister and all that. With a sister, it's a bit more also kind of funny because she's like a lot of an extrovert. She needs this kind of like, she needs a lot of like physical touch of like, you know, the hugs and like, you know, and kind of like, you know, head pats and this and that. I'm an introvert. And with all I have been through, I don't necessarily need that much of like skinship, yo. Like, leave me be. Especially when I'm trying to do something serious on my laptop. Can you please not touch me? She does not understand it. Neither does she actually understand the concept of like, whatchamacallit? What was it? Consent. There we go. So to her, it's kind of like, what's that? And it's a mess explaining to her that ask first before you try and touch people. But she just got used to people being okay with like, you know, hugs and all. And I'm like, honey. There's times when I say okay, and there's times that I don't want anybody touching me because I know I'll just be angry for no reason. Don't. And so for me, it's also kind of like at times becoming more and more strenuous to kind of like sit slash deal with my sister, because she's just like coming in talking about her school and her classmates and her friends and her, like, you know, whatever relationships there's, you know, like brewing, the high school, like, you know, middle school slash high school drama. And honestly, I'm not interested, because it's the same gossip day in, day out with, like, he said, she said. And I'm there like, can you just, like, I'm like, you just come into the room, just shout the names of, like, random human beings. I've no fucking clue who they are, and I'm not even bothered. But, like, the way you just, like, come in, say some random shit, and then I'm, like, I'm starting to ask questions to understand more about the situation, but instead of, like, trying to answer them, she just says, oh, like, never mind, and just storms off. So, enough tries later, I understood that whenever she comes in trying to talk about her, you know, drama, I'm like, I'm not even listening by this moment in time, like, I don't really care. Like, she's like, oh, my friend's calling my bestie, like, you know, swear names and, like, names, and it's not cool. And I'm like, but why is he doing that? And she's like, I don't know. We'll fucking ask him then. And, like, a day later, she's like, oh, because he doesn't like girls that are swearing. Well, it's his problem then. Because you don't fucking shut up with your swearing. Jeez. Oh, God. Also, the case of, like, actually managing to accomplish a trauma dump book of my childhood, sort of, to now, but, like, it's like a book of, like, the main aspects of, like, what damaged me, but sort of, like, there's also, like, a lot that was left out just for the sake of me not going too deep into my memories and jogging all of my, you know, heavy shit that then I need, like, weeks to kind of, like, leave and, like, stay away from it, because, like, overthinking is not good for your health. So with all of that, I was like, oh yeah, no, it's like the trauma dump is complete, the book is out there, and I'm like, I don't give a shit. And to me, it's kind of, like, funny how, like, the closest friends that are my better readers, they read it, and like, one of my friends is like, it's like, the amount of people who want to pick a bone with my ex-husband is hilarious. I love it. I'm like, yeah, yeah. My bestie said, like, tell to anybody else that comes in saying that, get in line. Funny. Same thing with my mother, because everybody's like, oh, that's just fucking toxic. Like, oh, I know, right? Fucking child abuse and mental abuse and just, like, toxic family and just, whoa, epic. Like, 10 out of 10. The kind of shit we all enjoy. Fuck yeah. So with all of that, I was like, yeah, funny. And then it's also funny on the, like, on the level of, like, my mother is always there saying, like, you should write a book about yourself. Bitch, I did. Thing is, you will not gonna fucking like it. Because, like, there's one whole ass chapter dedicated to you and how you abused me throughout my childhood and my later years. Are you sure you're willing to read that? Because I'm sure if you get to, you know, like, even my bestie said, if she ever did, like, gets to read the book, she might actually have a freaking, you know, heart attack or something, you know, just like stop her life at that moment there. And I think it's true, because, like, she doesn't want to read, like, bad shit about herself, but she just forgets every so often that she's a shit mother. It's kind of like, it's ridiculous, because whenever she gets drunk, she's saying, like, oh, I'm a bad mother, I know about it. She doesn't do shit about it though. Like, she kind of, like, and she sort of realizes it to an extent, but she doesn't realize all of it, and she just, like, boasts, like, you know, like, about her being a bad mom, but she doesn't do shit about it. So it's kind of like, do you not even wish to change, woman? Like, how fucking dreadful are you? Like, how much, like, of a low human being are you for being such, you know, narcissistic, like, self, like, you know, absorbed, like, thing, to not even care about, like, how your kids are gonna turn out, or, like, what exactly they're gonna do in their life, and so on and so forth. Like, how dreadful, like, why? Just why? And with all of that, why just ends up being with her, kind of like, but I was abused too, and I had a shit childhood. And like, I get her point of view because I listened to her yapping about her childhood, and then I heard a lot from my grandmother and how like she was when they were young and everything else and what she went through. And I'm like, I get both of ya. The sole thing that's just circulating around here is that, yeah, you had your shit time, but grandmother had not ever beaten your ass up. Ever. The only person who would smack your ass would be your dad. Okay? But instead of like trying to solve your shit and being the better mother than your mother was, instead you're being even worse and abusing your kids even more. Like, what's the fucking point in that? Like, why would you... Why? Why be more dumb? Don't be stupid. Like, but doesn't work. And so eventually just like goes back to her just like whining about how shitty her life was. And I was like, just find a therapist. And she's like, but all the therapists in this town are shit. Like, I've been to one and it didn't help. And I'm like, well, change a fucking therapist. Eh? Like, it's not that you go to a therapist and it's like the one. You know, you have to maybe like change a few therapists to find the right person for you to kind of like, you know, get you sorted. And she doesn't get it. Well, what she does boast about is that she once went to this kind of like a training for like psychology thing. And there was like a bunch of like young adults and like grown-ups and everything else. And there was this woman who was teaching them some basic psychology and stuff. And this woman, quoting my mother, is so dumb and does not realize psychology so much that she had to ask my mom for like, how is this called and how is this translated and how do you like explain it better? And with me listening to my mom, like, with that woman drinking so much and just like falsifying by this point in time like half of her memories, I'm not even sure if she's like giving me bullshit about those people in there or not. Like, and I told her, like, woman, if you really think you're that much of a better therapist, why don't you go and study to be a therapist? Like, why don't you take it up on yourself and just, you know, maybe do a better job than they do? But instead, she's just like, oh, but that's not my thing to say. Like, and how about you fucking shut up and don't go in there then? Like, you're... then again, being a better therapist. She's a horrible mother. I'm not even sure she can do anything to help a person. She's like, she's dumb enough to try and help other people, but she never dares to help her own kin. So that's kind of like what she does. And then whenever she helps, she will remind you about it every so fucking often so you don't forget. Anyhow. Yeah, on a better note, like, my level of, like, burnout is now kind of, like, gone. And I, like, do feel like I'm recovering faster from, like, my burnout now. And I get more energy to deal with situations and with things in general. But at the same time, with my mother, once again, being the toxic bitch, it just, like, goes back and forth with me just, like, dealing with, like, a bunch of shit she throws my way. And then having, like... 2 to 3 days to recover from that, because it literally takes a lot out of me to deal with pretty much like anything big that's her shenanigans. And then basically I tried to manage like my own things and try to remember what the fuck I was trying to do or what I was trying to write or which stories I was trying to continue and how should I continue those, and just genuinely I'm trying to like regain the sense of what the fuck was I focusing on or what the fuck should I focus on right now to kind of like do better. Sort of like, yeah, I get it that I do pay attention, like a lot of attention to my mental health right now, and I'm trying to keep it like better than it was and like improve myself and kind of like deal with things better than I was like years ago. And I do see a lot of improvement. Like, it's not horrendous anymore. It's way better. And I don't really want to, you know, go and, like, do the whole escapism thing as much as I did before. So I do speak with friends more than I was. So I'm like getting out of that, like, you know, hermit mode. And I'm trying to find ways to basically sort out all my creative shenanigans. And also like seeking the ways into like making finances and money and all that. So like, yeah. The one thing that's still annoying the fuck out of me is that, marketing of books. So I'm just kind of thinking that maybe I should like take up some SEO freaking free courses and just try and market my own shit by myself instead of like relying on other people trying to do that for me. So I don't know, I might actually like try and be more creative and tackle the most annoying thing for me, which is like making videos online and making posts online, because I fucking am afraid of that. Truth be told. And I'm still kind of like thinking of like to finish up the course that I was making, because that bitch is big. And when I first made the draft, it was like 97 lessons. Now it's like 144, and I'm like, what the fuck have I done? And with all of that, I'm thinking like, okay, so we can make it work. We just gotta get more food. That's what we need. Like a large amount of sweets, caffeine, and like nice music, and basically like make it happen, make it work, like record it all and just like put it out there. And even if I dare say I will record my face, even if I shake in front of camera, well, you'll have to deal with that then. But yeah, I'm feeling more confident than I was before, and I feel more kind of like in a sense of like able to fight it out, have more courage to tackle shit and try to be less kind of like afraid and anxious about stuff, because like, fuck it. I ain't got a time to be too anxious about shenanigans I've got no fucking clue about. Especially my alcoholic relatives and whatnot. Nobody needs that. So yeah, that's my updates over the last couple of weeks, I guess. So yeah, how have you been doing? Are you eating well? Are you sure? Are you hydrating? Because pause balls outside. Trust me, you need hydration. Do get plenty of sleep. Do not overwork yourself, because I know some of you do. Don't get into the mode of Padre Carlo. You don't need that. Working your butt off like crazy maniac and shit. Do take your meds, because I know you need them. And yeah, stay away from toxic people, and don't succumb into the whole thing of trying to punch them in the face. There's you know, like the law enforcement stuff and the persecution. You don't need that shit. So love y'all. See ya whenever I see ya.